It's Derby Day in the Premier League tomorrow as Liverpool take on Everton and Arsenal welcome Tottenham to the Emirates. The early kickoff comes from Anfield with both Liverpool and Everton in desperate need of a win. Brendan Rodgers' side have lost their last two league games, whilst the Toffees have won just once in the league this season. Liverpool's campaign last term got off to a fantastic start, and Rodgers admits his team have struggled this season.
Game is based on a real fast-pressing game. You know, a real high intensity, and also the speed of our football. But when you introduce a raft of new players, then it becomes a little bit broken, and that's how our game has looked.
The 5:30 kick-off sees Arsenal entertain Tottenham, and Gunners boss Arsene Wenger is relishing the battle with neighbours Spurs.
It's an important moment of the season, and it's an opportunity for us to take points in a Premiership where every point counts. It looks again that this season that every point is difficult to make, so of course, we play a home game and we want to win our home games.
Arsenal have won four of their last five Premier League games against Tottenham. Arsenal last failed to score at home to Spurs in the Premier League in November 1998. The game sees Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino take charge of his first game in a North London derby, and the Argentinian insists his team will go for the win.
We need to realise that this is very important. I know. We need to be brave to go. We are ambitious. This is an important thing to realise.
Also on Saturday in the Premier League, league leaders Chelsea host Aston Villa. Crystal Palace welcome 7th place Leicester to Selhurst Park. Swansea travel to the Stadium of Light to take on Sunderland. Struggling Manchester United are up against West Ham at Old Trafford, who will be buoyed by last weekend's 3-1 win against Liverpool. Southampton and QPR go head-to-head at St Mary's, and Hull take on Manchester City. Frank Lampard scored the equaliser last weekend for City against former club Chelsea in the 1-1 draw at the Etihad. The former England international also scored twice in the 7-0 win over Sheffield Wednesday in the Capital One Cup on Wednesday. The midfielder is currently contracted to play for the champions until January the 1st. After the midweek victory against Wednesday, Manuel Pellegrini said it was not impossible for Lampard to remain at the club for longer. Lampard's parent club, New York City, will oppose any move from City to extend Lampard's loan deal. Ahead of City's game with Hull on Saturday, Pellegrini has admitted it's too early to say if the former Chelsea star will extend his loan spell in Manchester.
I can't clarify the situation because it's very easy. Lampard is playing and he scored 2 goals in the last 2 games. He will stay with us here after he has his loan. Say that it's still January, we'll see after what happens in the future. It's not a problem that really we have to analyse in this moment.
On Sunday, West Brom host Burnley, and the Monday night football comes from the Britannia Stadium as Stoke and Newcastle do battle. That's the latest. I'm Sam Mellard.